السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أبو عامر هوي
الحمد لله.
How are you going with this class?
نعم إن شاء الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد, it's my intention that this class may not be more than the first 30 minutes of the class. We could have the class in the next between now and the next 25-26 minutes, because I'm far away on a journey and a bit exhausted. But I think whatever be the case, we should at least appear in class and do a class this morning. The reason I came to class, Abu Amir. Perhaps if you have a few questions with you that we can attend to in the next 30 minutes. If you have a few questions with you that we can attend to in the next 30 minutes, Bismillah. Abu Amir, if you have. Abu Amir.
For just a minute, so we don't have questions for now, but the department
questions. But that's our last discussions are from our book, Al-Adab al-Mufraj, by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. We read from the chapter he titled, Babu Qawl al-Ma'ruf. The chapter about speaking that which is good. The chapter about that speaking what is good, saying what is good, is from the aspects of sadaqah. And it has huge rewards as the rewards of sadaqah. That's an exhortation towards saying what is good. And saying what is good, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when gifts were brought to him, like one of the companions who stayed with the Prophet Abu Hamza radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Malik, he said, "Idha utiya bi shay," when the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was brought something, if something was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqulu idhhabu bihi ila fulana, he would say, "Take this thing to so and so person, fa innaha kanat sadiqatu Khadija," because so-and-so person is a friend to Khadija radiallahu anha. And Imam al-Bukhari took this statement to be from the aspects of ma'ruf itself. The statement is ma'ruf, and what it tends to bring about is ma'ruf. And we know al-ma'ruf is ma'urifa shar'an wa aklan annahu min al-khair. What we know from the aspects of sharia, we know from the aspects of sound intellect, that it constitutes goodness. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending those gifts to the homes of the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha, it is from the aspects of goodness. The gift itself, the gift in itself is goodness. The statement that guides somebody to do the gift in itself is a statement of goodness. And that was what Al-Imam al-Bukhari took to say that Babu Qawli Ma'ruf, the chapter about saying what is good. So the ulama say every good statement that we utter, every statement of zikr, when we say Allahu Akbar, when we say Alhamdulillah, when we say Assalamu Alaikum, when we say La ilaha illallah, when we give advice, good advice, someone does something, he's doing it well, you encourage him, it is sadaqah. Someone does something, he's making a mistake, you correct him, it is sadaqah. Someone does something extremely bad, you talk to him about it so that he may change that which was bad. and do that which is good. It is from the aspects of sadaqah. So saying what is good is from the aspects of sadaqah. This makes us understand that no one should say, oh, I'm not a rich person, so I can't give sadaqah. You can give the sadaqah good advice. You can give the sadaqah of saying what is good. You can give the sadaqah of telling someone who can give the sadaqah with money to give sadaqah. Because here, the gift was brought to the Prophet. It did not originate from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He only directed the gift to someone. So you can appeal to someone who has an ability to give sadaqah, and that will be counted as sadaqah for you. And the Prophet has said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that man sanna fil Islam sunnatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha. Whoever initiates something from the sunnah, whoever initiates something that is already established in the sunnah, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, falahu ajruha. He has the reward of his initiating something that is from the sunnah. Wa ajru man amila biha. He has the kind of the reward of those who do that good deed. So if you don't have money to do good deed, you don't have money to give a poor person, you don't have money to give somebody to invest in a business, you don't have money to help somebody to settle his debts, you don't have money to give somebody to marry when marriage became compulsory upon him, you don't have money to free a person who is imprisoned upon something that is very little that he could just get a veil and get out of captivity, you don't have the money to do all of these good deeds, you don't have the money to connect family ties, you don't have the money to pay hospital bills for those who are tried by Allah with different kinds of illnesses, you don't have money to build a masjid, you don't have money to build a madrasa, you don't even have money to feed yourself perhaps, you are still only working and struggling to be able to eat. You can do the sadaqah of saying what is good. You can be to do the sadaqah of saying just with your words. You can even do the sadaqah of not insulting people and being vulgar. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he also makes us understand that أَن تَدَعَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ فَصَدَّقُ بِهَا. If you leave the people away from evil, that also forms from the aspects of sadaqah. And tada annas min ash-sharr. You leave the people away from falling into the troubles of the evil from your hands or from the hands of anyone else. That is also from the aspects of sadaqah. I think, like I requested, that we're already in the first 30 minutes of this class. I wouldn't know if we have a few questions from Abu Amir, and I could see some strange messages on the screen. Maybe he can block that person with those messages, and then you can ask the questions we have, so that at least we can take one or two questions for the class this morning, inshallah. Abu Amir, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's like no chance. Can you hear me, sir?
No, I can hear you even better.
So we have a couple of questions here.
No.
So the first is asking, it says, Assalamu alaikum. Is the day of resurrection and the day of Qiyamah, are they the same? Are they the same
what?
Day?
What?
Is the day of resurrection and the day of Qiyamah, are they the same day?
The day of resurrection and the day of Qiyamah. You have just said resurrection in Arabic. And you have just said Qiyamah. You have just said resurrection in Arabic when you say Qiyamah. And you have just spoken, translated what you say. So Yawmul Qiyamah is the day of resurrection. Yawmul Qiyamah is the day of resurrection. Yawm al-Qiyamah is the day of resurrection. You have just translated an Arabic expression into English. They are one and the same day. Now.
Yes, the other second question here. As Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you with all goodness, sir.
Ameen.
My question is that will one be getting reward for a job well done after being paid salary for the job? For example, a doctor attending to his patients with goodness.
Yes, you'll be rewarded for doing good. You'll be rewarded for doing that job well. Because when you do a job that you are employed to do, you fulfill the terms of the contract with your employer. That's a form of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu awfu bil uqood. All you who believe, fulfill your contracts. So if you have a contract to be a doctor, to work in a hospital, and you do the job well, you have just fulfilled that verse of the Quran in obedience to Allah. You have just fulfilled that verse of the Quran in obedience to Allah. That is the basic reward that you get. Now there are other rewards of some little things that may directly be out of your job that will be a means of help to the people. As you work as a doctor, you're in the hospital. Someone finds it difficult to pay hospital bills. You help them look for somebody to help them. You're upon your job. You are walking to your office. Someone is looking for a ward. You are in the ORG. The person is looking for the renal ward. And you can guide the person to the renal ward. These are extra rewards. You brought some food to the hospital. You found someone who wants to take an injection but cannot afford any food. You give him food. You give him meat pie. You give him Coke. Please take this Coke so that you can take your medicine. All of these also form, as the more of these kinds of help and assistance you help, you pay to people, they contribute to the basic reward that we mentioned that you gain. Unfortunately, many of the people don't even gain the basic rewards. We mentioned two kinds of rewards. The basic reward of fulfilling employment agreements and other rewards connected to what you do as you do the job. Did Allah not say to us in the Quran that Ya ayyuhallatheena la takhunu Allaha wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun? Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu, oh you who believe, la takhunu Allaha wa rasulahu. لا تخونوا خيانة أو يغبلي لا تخونوا الله ورسوله. Do not deceive Allah. Do not break your promises with Allah. خيانة is literally that. Don't break your promises with Allah. The promise with Allah is that He alone should be worshipped, and no one deserves worship except Him. This is a promise with Allah. So when you don't worship Allah alone, when you don't obey Allah, that is khiyana from you. You are violating the terms for your creation. You have been created for worship. So why do you disobey your creator? So Allah says, لا تخون الله ورسوله. Likewise. Allah. How does that khiyana work? And you say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And yet the messenger will say something and you reject it. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The messenger will give a line of conduct. You will act in the opposite. You say, no, me, I'm not Ahlus Sunnah. This is khiyana. Those people who reject and say, they are not Ahlus Sunnah. These are Ahlus Sunnah. You are making khiyana of the messenger. Alayhi salatu wasalam. You are betraying the messenger of Allah. Because you had testified to follow the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when you say you are not a person of sunnah, you are betraying the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has prohibited that. So, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la takhunu Allaha wa rasulahu. Then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa takhunu amanatikum. Don't also betray the trust amongst yourselves. You are employed as a teacher. لا تخونوا أماناتكم. You are employed as a school head. لا تخونوا أماناتكم. You are employed to watch over kids. You are employed to work in a fish farm and you steal the fish to eat. لا تخونوا أماناتكم. You are employed as a doctor to to work in the office between 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock. You go when you like. You leave the office when you like. La takunu amanatiko. Allah says, wa antum ta'lamu. And you know that betrayal is bad. Don't do it. And you know the evil, the gravity of betrayal. So when people work in offices, when people have jobs, and they fulfill those jobs, they abstain from what Allah has prohibited, which is khiyana, and they fulfill what Allah has commanded, which is fulfilling the rights, like we mentioned in that verse, in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And they are doing nasiha to the rest of the Muslims, because ad-din nasiha. That's why when a person is found wanting upon his job, easily his religion is abused. If you're a person of sunnah, you have beard, you are shouting sunnah, 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 and then you're upon a job, you don't fulfill the terms of your job, what is the next thing they will abuse? They will abuse your deen. It means you don't have deen. Even by the standards of the deen, your deen is problematic because you are upon betrayal. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. Allah says, don't betray your trust. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know the gravity of betraying trust. So why will you betray your trust? You are a woman, niqabi, hijabi, jilbabi, whatever you call yourself. You have a job to report at work by 10 o'clock in the morning, to leave work at 5 p.m. in the evening. You come to work at 11, you come to work at 12. It's betrayal. All these are acts of betrayal. They show little deen. That's why the employers who employed you, easily they say, this one, you come back and tell us Allah, Allah, Allah. You come back and tell us sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. So betraying jobs, it is very common. Many times, sorry for those of us in civil service, it's very common in civil service. I mean, at the end of the day, with the little disagreement with job government, people leave service, they leave work, they go to strike and all that. Even when they come back to still receive salaries. To receive salaries after you go on strike is from the aspects of betrayal. The condition for which you are employed to receive salaries is that you will work for 30 days to receive salaries. When you are on strike and you receive salaries, where did that salary come from? Now they form a pressure group against the government. And they say, okay, if you don't come with destabilize your government. All of these kinds of things people will answer for them on the day of resurrection or on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as we had explained. So la takhunu Allah, all these issues themselves deserve full classes. The khiyanat, deceptions and betrayals that people bring about in their dealings with people. Betrayal, pure betrayal. Not issues of inabilities and seeking excuses, seeking redresses, seeking adjustments, and all of this. The pure issues of betrayal. Yes, I will do this, and then you don't do it. Betrayal. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. So, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah, wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. Let us not betray the trust people give to us and give us jobs. So, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil'uqood. Oh, you who believe, fulfill your agreements, fulfill your contracts. Please act. The same thing comes when a man marries a woman upon Aqdu Nikah. And then you begin to treat her badly. It falls under his khiyana. The promise of our marriage is that you treat her well. Likewise, a woman who becomes married to a man and then he cheats the man. She disobeys the man. She does not take care of his home. She does not take care of his children. It's khiyana. And she'll be asked about it. So likewise, the man will be asked about the responsibility towards his family. So let's watch this aspect of breaking our promises, breaking our contracts. It happens a lot. Let us seek redress. I always emphasize, whenever we find out that we are upon something that is wrong, change it and do what is good. If you done something bad yesterday, should you also do something bad today again? You did something bad yesterday. Is it not simply reasonable that today you should do the good one? If you made a mistake yesterday, should you still make a mistake today? So if you had erred yesterday regarding all of these that we are saying, seek redress, go and repair it. Go and do well. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The one that you did that is good, Allah will employ it to cancel the evil effects of the first one that you did. It says, وَأَتْبِعِ الْحَسَنَاتَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَاتَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. Follow up good deeds. Follow a bad one with a good one. تَمْحُوهَا. It will cancel it off. So if you had erred yesterday, don't err again today. So regarding all of these, all of us, go back and seek redress. Go back and seek repair. Go back and do things well. Change for better. Do what is good. Don't go about continuing upon betrayal. Women betraying husbands, or husbands betraying wives. Employers betraying employees. Employees betraying employers. And so on. Parents betraying children. Children betraying parents. All of these should stop. Everybody should fulfill their contracts, their agreements with the people. Fulfill the rights of people over you. May Allah protect each and every one of us. I think we can take one more question about Amir. We've we'll ended up almost spending the hour.
This question I've been recording for a few weeks now. She says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A friend asked me for money, and I told her the money I have at the moment is scheduled to pay my loan and assist the friend that I requested first. She got angry that since I have new friends, I can stick with them, and she said I should never call her or reach out to her again, and blocked me. I sent her the little token I had left in my account and also blocked her. I know it's not right to block her back, but because I was angry too. Could you advise on how best you can go about the issue, sir?
Well, the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, makes us understand that the one who tries to mend a relationship will come back to these reports here in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. The one who makes the first moves to mend relationship is the better of the two parties in feud. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was explaining a verse of the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa aslihu zata bainakum. Wa taqullaha wa aslihu zata bainakum. That is at the beginning of Al-Anfal. Wa taqullaha wa aslihu zata bainakum. He said this is command from Allah. This hadith I read occurs in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma explains that verse to mean that this is a command from Allah to the Muslims to reconcile and mend their failing affairs. If you have a failing relationship with somebody, mend it. Mend your relationship. وَأَصْلِحُ. Repair whatever happens amongst us. Settle it. So if the sister, even though you have not offended her upon what you have explained. We know women are very emotional people. Women could be very emotional. So I was your friend. I need something from you. You couldn't provide me because you wanted to provide another friend. So you stopped being my friend. It's just like those days when we play with kids. We still play with kids now as parents. So you know the playoff. I won't give you my biscuit again. Women sometimes behave like that. Sorry, Ummahat. But that is the reality. Women sometimes behave like the children's biscuit illustration. I won't give you my biscuit again. And if you give him the biscuit, he comes back to you, he becomes your friend again. So I think the way to go about it is to continue to be nice to that person that has cut you off. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wasil man qata'aka. Connect the one who disconnects from you. Someone disconnects from you, you connect him. So the best way to go about it is not to pay back disconnection with disconnection. Pay back disconnection with connection. So you pay the person back with connection. You still continue to do what is good to the person. Send text messages, send WhatsApp messages, go to visit the person, and so on. If he has not listened to you today, perhaps he will listen to you tomorrow. I personally have had this kind of an experience. Like I said, think we met in an event and we were hugging ourselves. So patience when someone disconnects.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. Since we lost the last. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
What the sun is coming. Don't speak evil of her. Don't think bad of her. Just be patient until she will get easy from her anger. And then be in life. You can go back to your relationship. I hope that it is clear, inshallah. Things like this happen a lot. Was why I gave it a little, some of this kind of attention. Be in life. Abu Amir.
Naam, jazakumullah khairan.
I mean, can we make this your last question for today?
Unfortunately. Okay, inshallah. Although unfortunately we lost each part of the last question.
Naam?
To Core Network. I think unfortunately we couldn't hear part of the hear the concluding part of
the last
question.
What did you hear last, Abu Amir? What happened last? What did you hear?
The last thing I heard was you said something similar that happened to you.
Yes, okay. I said something similar that happened to me. There was an issue, a discussion with an elderly brother with me, not my relative directly, but we are also very close. Something very, very hot, frank talks happened between us. And I said something to him very frankly. He considered too hot for me to have said to him. I told him very bluntly, very, very bluntly. So he took them. He was very angry with me. But I wasn't angry with him. I wasn't angry with him because I thought that he needed to hear those truths. So I told him, and I apologized to him that if you felt that those truths that I had told you are bad, sorry about them. I withdraw them. So I left the message as friendly as possible. So he got disconnected from me. The message carried on, issues carried on. But I was telling his friends who are older than I am that so-and-so happened between myself and so-and-so. Ask him. Talk to him about it. So they were talking to him. But I was bismillah very calm. I wasn't abusing him. I wasn't saying evil of him. I was very calm with him. And I think less than a month ago, we met and we can go on again. If I was abusing him behind me because he was cutting off from me, he would hear somehow. And then he would come back to say, oh, you are abusing me, so we can never be together. Let us go back to mend our relationship. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِفُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah and repair your relationships. Don't take your Muslim brother for an enemy. وَأَصْلِفُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Settle whatever happens amongst you. If you are a husband, you have a wife, settle it. If you have a brother, your friend, settle it. Settle your quarrels. For the sake of Allah, settle your quarrels. What do you gain that you disconnect from your brother? What do you gain? Settle your quarrels. When you have personal issues with people, settle it. Settle your disagreements. Your personal disagreements, settle them. Reconcile. Be friends again. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانِ. The Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام told us this. He says, لَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا. Don't envy yourselves. These are the issues why people don't like to settle disagreements. You are envying him. You are beefing him. It's why you don't want to settle it. Or she may be beefing her, as the case may be. لَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Don't envy yourself. وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا. Don't direct anger towards yourself. Don't be angry at yourself. And then he came back, alayhi salatu salam, the hadith of Abu Huraira in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. He says, وَكُونُوا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانِ. Oh, servants of Allah, be brothers. Be brothers. So if you happen to be the one who tries to be sure that things don't fall apart between yourself and your brother, then that's good for you. And more rewards. We shall come back to these reports in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, by Imam al-Bukhari. So So that woman who sought that advice should go move forward. Although I had said something much more than just repeating what I had said, Abu Amir. But I think those additions, inshallah, Allah will make benefits come from this. And I think we can stop here, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I mean, I also like to ask the permission that we do not have a class tomorrow. We come back to class next Saturday, inshallah. Because I'll be on a journey tomorrow back home. So I suggest we come back to class. We come back to class next Saturday, inshallah.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.